about the end time, when King David is resurrected from the dead, when Christ comes back, he has to take a yoke of slavery off our peoples. This booklet I advertised is going to cover all of that in detail, and you need it. You need that badly. Why is all this happening? Notice verse 14. All your lovers have forgotten you. Our allies is sometimes translated. They're going to forget us and desert us. They do not seek you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one. God is going to bring other nations on us to punish us, to shake us to our foundations, so we will finally be willing to listen to what he says in this book. So we will finally seek the true God of heaven and begin to obey his ways. That's what God's going to do. For the multitude of your iniquities, the multitude of your sins, our sexual perversions, our rottenness, our evil, that's what God is looking at. Our people who curse and damn God's name and live in adultery and live in fornication and laugh at it and put it on television and radio like it has no meaning. It's all a big joke, isn't it? It's not a joke to God. God is not pleased with that at all. Because your sins have increased. You'd better believe they're increased. Read all the statistics about the rise of our crime and our sins and our vileness and our drunkenness and our drug addiction over the last 20 or 30 years. Just go straight up like a rocket. That's what the charts look like, defining this kind of thing. Why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities, our grievous sins, because your sins have increased. I have done these things to you. Yes, my friends, we need to understand. Picture the millions of people in the drug scene, their minds being blasted, their lives being totally wasted because they've not been taught a purpose of life. They do not understand about God's supreme purpose. God is not real to them, and they've turned away. And the only thing that will shake them is God's intervention and God's loving correction, his punishment. And God's going to do it in love because he loves them, not because he hates them. Notice in 2 Timothy now in your New Testament, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, but know this, that in the last days, yes, the last days of this earth civilization, as we now know it, in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good. Does that describe our society? You better believe it does. You better believe it does. And God is going to intervene, and God is going to have to chasten us in a way we have never been punished before. Again, my friends, be sure to call or write now for the absolute key to understanding Bible prophecy, this outstanding booklet. It will make the headline news come alive as you begin to see God work in dealing with the major nations of this world. So pick up the phone and request your free copy of What's Ahead for America and Britain. Call now and just ask for America in Prophecy. That's all you need to say. America in Prophecy. They'll know the book that you want.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
My friends, the time has come for you to act on God's truth. As the events of September 11th proved to be just the beginning of God Almighty intervening and beginning to humble America, Canada, Britain, and the British descended peoples of the earth particularly, you and your loved ones need to seek for the true God, the God of heaven, as never before. You only have one life. Think about it. It's important that you get these things straight and come to know God and not just guess what you're doing, not just suppose you're in the right religion, not just suppose you're going to be all right. As event after event happens, as punishment after punishment comes on our nation, please wake up. Remember this program. Remember what you're hearing right now. Notice another dual prophecy, which has definite implications for our peoples now. Turn back to Deuteronomy 4. This is not just for the ancient Jews. This is for us today. I tell you, as God's servant, this is a dual prophecy that has to do not only with ancient times, but a dual indication for us today, America and the British descended peoples. Deuteronomy chapter 4, beginning in verse 25. When you beget children and grandchildren and have grown old in the land and corrupt and make a carved image, and we have all kinds of literal images in our churches and pictures of Christ and God. You can't put God inside a picture frame. You can't put the living Christ who say shines like the sun inside of a picture frame. But we make gods out of all kinds of material things in our nation. And God knows that. So he's talking in the language of that day. You make a carved image of anything and do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that you will soon utterly perish from the land. And God will begin to take us into slavery, my friends. And God says in verse 27, the Eternal will scatter you among the peoples. You will be left few in number among the nations where the Eternal will drive you. And there you will serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor smell. But from there you will seek. Finally, our people will wake up and cry out and say, oh God, I wish we'd listened. Finally, you will begin to seek the Eternal, your God, and you will find him if you seek for him with all your heart and all your soul when you're in distress and all these things come upon you in the latter days when you turn to the Eternal, your God, and obey his voice. Yes, when these things come upon you, my friends, in the latter days, God help you to hear now. God help you to act now. Yes, Moses knew in advance that Israel would rebel in the latter days. And again, we are the descendants, my friends. We are of the lost 10 tribes. This prophecy is for America today. Will you personally begin to seek the true God and obey him? Will you act on the precious knowledge you've been receiving? Once again, call right now and request your free copy of What's Ahead for America and Britain. Tune into Tomorrow's World program every single week. We give you things you just can't get anywhere else. On this program, you'll gain precious information and insights available nowhere else. Richard Ames and I will give you understanding of current events, of the coming prophecies of tomorrow's world, and the truth about God's entire way of life, so you can be under God's protection. You can be under the shadow of God's wings. If you will seek God, if you will act on the truth. See you right here next week.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.